Within a fortress of rust-colored cliffs in Utah's remote Kanab Desert, a crew of archaeologists discovered the remains of a prehistoric farmstead hidden in a juniper forest. It was occupied for about a century, 1,300 years ago, when a group of people known as the Anasazi roamed Utah's Red Rock country. Just after sunrise, under a clear blue sky, a dozen university students sort themselves around the dig site. Crew member Jason Porter has been camping out here for 2 months. He's unshaven, and his clothes have taken on the red tinge of the surrounding rock.
More rock and dirt busting. You can see a nice profile along this wall that we've created as we've excavated. You can see a layer of this burned adobe that's basically roof fall material from the structure as it burned.
The site is so well preserved, it looks as though the prehistoric people who built it could still live here. There are intact sandstone walls and fire hearths. Remnants of bone reveal the Anasazi hunted rabbit and deer. Anthropologist Steve Sims found the site late last year while excavating other ones nearby. He immediately recognized that it was different. This wasn't a temporary camp. It looks like an ancient family-run factory.
As we've steadily exposed the site, what we have is ramada, an open-sided structure. It would have had posts made of juniper. It would have been tall enough to stand under. And it would have been roofed with logs and sticks and adobe mud. Out in front were storage bins for corn. The bins could also have been used for roasting things like agave hearts, prickly pear pads, food processing.
An abundance of charred corn cobs and kernels indicate that corn was the agricultural mainstay here. Based on this find, Mr. Sims and his colleagues at Utah State University in Logan believe that the Anasazi maintained several small farmsteads and moved among them to increase the tribe's chances of survival in the parched desert.
What they have is a whole series of these little houses. And depending on where their corn is producing, those are the ones they'll live in.
Anthropologists have known for years that the Anasazi thrived as farmers in this fragile desert ecosystem. They've wondered how. Archaeologist and crew member Buck Benson says this site strengthens the now accepted theory that the Anasazi were farmers who did not simply settle down.
They have to be able to pick up and move when the arable land is used up beyond growing capability, or if situations change like the climate or other factors like another group moving in where there's possible confrontation. With the Anasazi, they were able to leave the area and let it regenerate itself and then come back.
According to Steve Sims, lessons from this site and others nearby offer clues to help solve the mystery of how humans can survive in a forbidding landscape.
We're down here trying to figure out the settlement patterns and subsistence and the social organization of these Anasazi, but at the same time, it gives us a vantage on some of our own modern behavior now. By moving the people to the production, the Anasazi in southwestern Utah gave us one more example of how our relationship to the land is really in our hands.
For someone, don't think I'm ungrateful.
As a sliver of moon rises, the crew heads back to camp for dinner and an evening of music around a blazing campfire. After living out here for several weeks, these young archaeologists feel a kinship with the ancient Anasazi land, and they want to tell its story. They hope what they learned from the old farmstead they've uncovered will suggest new ways to cope with future environmental problems. For Main Street, I'm Sherry Quinn in Utah's Red Rock Country.